NBA Rivals Week begins Wednesday. KD and the Suns, Luka and the Mavs, 8:30 Eastern on ABC, plus the Spurs and the Thunder, 9:30 on ESPN. Outstanding basketball action kicking off Rivals Week on ESPN and ABC on Wednesday. Hey, before we move on to another hour here, who wants to grade the dance moves on John Harbaugh? How about that?
Hell yeah.
Rex, who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
What is that one called, RC? That little,
that's called
I love the air. Way I don't know
what, that is. What is this called? This shuffle. This is called.
That's called a lasso. You see, he got the lasso. Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna tell you what.
Look at
it. I don't know if it's genetic or what. I know Rex's son could coach. Them damn Harbaughs could coach, boy.
Damn right.
Daddy could coach.
I thought you were going to say
could coach.
Three generations right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Man. If you look at the Harbaugh brothers this year, if you take out the Ravens' last regular season game because they didn't play anybody.
It's not great by Zay Flowers dancing, though.
What, wait, show me.
Watch Zay at the end.
Oh.
Zay kind of looked like me. Watch Zay after Harbaugh goes. Watch Zay.
He didn't really get to learn a lot of dancing because he was like
the third
to last of 14 kids. You know what I mean? like your opportunity in the Soul Train line really never comes if it's going by like when you were born.
Again, just quickly on the Harbaugh brothers, if you take out the Ravens' last regular season game when they didn't play anybody, the two brothers this year are 29-3. One of them has won a championship and the other one is two wins away from winning another. Pretty good year. Who's got it better than them?
Nobody.
With that, we welcome you back to Get Up. We are presented by ESPN Bet. We had the trilogy, the heavyweight title fight yesterday between those two heavyweight stars, and it did not disappoint. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, will show you some of the moments here again. Fourth quarter, 24-20 Bills. Lead change after lead change. This is Pacheco.
Yeah, Pacheco's physicality, their ability to run the football on a consistent basis is a huge. RC, this is the
talking about
the different motions, fourth and short, man coverage. They get the ball out in the perimeter to Shakir for a huge conversion.
Absolutely spectacular. And then it's Allen. This is the huge 2nd-and-9 play, the opportunity in the end zone.
99 out of 100 times, that's a touchdown. 99 out of 100 times, that's a touchdown. It's a great rush by Chris Jones. Him and Deion Dawkins fighting their tails off, and Josh doesn't have enough juice on it. And then 3rd-and-9, reset. Watch, reset to the middle of the field. Man, you got Kincaid on a short end.
Yeah.
Love to see to get that completion.
Yeah, that was maybe the one that is you, Dan, you said earlier he'd like to have back, and then certainly Tyler Bass would like to have this back. You've seen it by now. That's the kick. It's not even close.
Jeez.
And that's it. Wide right, which are words that live in infamy in Western New York, and it only worse now as the Chiefs win it 27-24 onto their sixth straight AFC Championship game. Let's hear from both quarterbacks after the game.
I love Arrowhead, but it's always fun when you get to come together as a team and really just be like y'all versus everybody and get the win. So it's always great to be in great environments and find a way to get a win.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Losing them, losing anybody at home sucks. You know, there's one happy team at the end of the season, really. And when it's not you, and you're so close, it sucks.
It's the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And it was an incredible game. It was the signature game of this year's postseason so far. And Dan, you are aware, and we've had the debate here this morning, but for those of you just joining us at the top of an hour, there are people who will look at this and say this was about Josh Allen once again unable to get it done in the moment that he had the opportunities to do it. In your view, what's the right thing to say about Josh Allen after that game?
He was unbelievable when he got let down. Again, this is the second time that he's had that game versus Kansas City, and he gets let down. 2 years ago, he's let down with 13 seconds on the clock by the defense, and yesterday he's let down. The difference in that game comes down to both quarterbacks were great. Drops. Patrick Mahomes' guys made plays down the field. Buffalo Bills' guys didn't. That's just the truth. Three different throws. Sherfield, one-on-one versus a perfect throw. 3rd-and-15, I think he launches it with a double move to Sherfield. Go make that catch. I know it's tough. Go make it. And then Stephon Diggs, who's a tremendous player. He's his bona fide. This ball goes 65 in the air. Perfect. This throw is an all-time throw.
Yep.
That is one of the best throws that we're ever going to get into the playoffs. That's the throw that you sit there and say, man, who do we draft if we're the Buffalo Bills? Hey, there's this big freakazoid. It, you know, when it's 20-mile-an-hour winds and 5 degrees, we got a dude who could throw 65 to go win the game. They didn't make the plays. That's the difference of the game. Josh was unbelievable. He was, at worst, the second-best player on the field, and there's one play where I could sit there and say, give me more.
What are you looking for, Ryan?
The score of the game. I'm trying to figure out.
Score of the game went the other way.
I was trying to figure out who won, because seemingly Josh Allen must have won.
He should have.
With his 186 yards, but I don't see that.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Because that's the thing we do here is we get in here and we're just making excuses for Josh Allen all the time. Let's say it. Josh Allen is an absolute dog. Josh Allen is a freak at the position. He's doing things at the position that we've actually never seen.
Yeah.
And he's still losing. He's still at his house. We just saw a stat in the last hour, right? That along with Drew Brees, this is the most wins for a guy to not get to or win a Super Bowl. Where were all these excuses for Drew Brees? Because last I remember, Drew Brees was putting up better numbers than these. Right? Drew Brees was a 6-foot quarterback operating in the way that was getting a team to win that ain't had no defense. And we didn't sit up here every week and go, you know what? Drew Brees is better than Tom Brady, but Drew Brees' team just keeps letting him down. No, what's happening is, guess what? Josh Allen has played Patrick Mahomes in the regular season, right? As many times as he's played him in the playoffs, but he's beat him every time in the regular season. What's happened when all the cards been on the table? When Josh Allen has the football in his hands, for some reason, we get to come in here every time they meet in the playoffs and say, well, Josh didn't or Patrick did. That's what football comes down to. Football comes down to doing,
yes.
Not trying.
Yes.
Football comes down to the greatest moments, not the moments that add up on the stat sheet. Josh Allen had some plays last night that wowed you. What we needed him to do is not make the play that wild, but the play that won. And he didn't do it. And it's okay to say that he didn't do it. It's okay to say that Joe Burrow walked on that field last year like Jon Snow in the Battle of the Bastards, right? And didn't need no help. He didn't need people to come save him from the bottom of that pile of humans because he did it.
Cincinnati ran for like
250
last year.
Right? And they put him behind right away on a touchdown to Ja'Marr Chase where he scrambles out the pocket and hits him.
All right, I love you like my brother. First of all, Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer.
Josh Allen will be a Hall of Famer.
Okay, so but we're...
Drew Brees, do we talk about Drew Brees like we talk about Tom Brady?
No.
No.
But Drew Brees...
And so why do we talk about Josh Allen like we talk about Patrick Mahomes?
One, the career's not over. The career is not over. Two, Drew Brees has earned a right to have a seat at the table. I don't care how many seats you want at the table. He has earned the right to have a seat at the table when it comes to all-time greats. I have said that for years. Second of all, yesterday's game... against a defense that is top three. Dude, Josh is 0-3 in the playoffs for Patrick Mahomes. In that run, in that three, he's got 22 touchdowns and one turnover. It's ridiculous to sit here and say he can't beat Patrick Mahomes. The Bills can't. The Bills, and that's a credit to Patrick. Josh,
let's stop talking about him like they're the same then. Can we do that?
I can't, no, and I won't.
Well, hold on.
No.
I'm not sure anyone is talking about them like they're the same.
No, it's not.
Who's saying?
That's all we ever do. The two best in the world. The two most talented in the world. It's about winning.
Because it's true. RC, yesterday against the defense in Kansas City, that was top three, they had 27 first downs. That's the most anybody had against Kansas City this year. They didn't take a sack. No team had done that versus Kansas City.
So now he blocked for himself, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me get Rex in. Rex has not – Rex.
I haven't said a word in this because I'm listening, and it's very interesting to me. I'm the guy that says they're the two best I've ever seen.
Right.
Two most talented quarterbacks I've ever seen. All right? You look at – who is Josh Allen? Well, he's got the second best touchdown interception rate.
In the history.
In the history of playoff football. He can't get it done in the playoffs. Wait a second. 21-4 is getting it done. And, oh, by the way, he's averaging 56 yards a game rushing.
Right.
Rushing. All right. Like,
let me ask you this.
They've had the last four playoff losses, Joe Burrow and three to Patrick Mahomes. That defense has given up 34 points.
Per game.
Yeah. Per game. Yeah. 34 points. Now, look, I'm saying this. Like, these two are, in my opinion, absolutely incredible. And their careers are not over, all right? Because we could say the same thing. Peyton Manning never beat Tom Brady.
Right.
Oh, he ended up beating him.
Yeah.
Right? And then you also got Drew Brees. Did he win a Super Bowl? He did.
Yeah.
So it's going to be John Elway. Same thing. We say the same thing. It's okay. Just it's not done yet.
He's losing to a guy that we're saying is arguably the most talented.
He's top two right now.
Let me ask a question, and this is out of dead respect. You were on great teams.
Yes.
Great teams. You won one?
Yep.
How many do you think you should have won?
Two for sure.
Okay, so it's freaking hard, right?
Two for sure.
And you were on great teams. Buffalo is great. Josh Allen is the only quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Okay, so I have a question.
To account for 50 touchdowns in a season.
That's great, yeah.
And not get to the title game. He's done it twice.
Josh, you're big. We're on the goal line. Let's quarterback sneak it. Okay, that's great. Good job, Josh. So my, I think he's great. Let me be very clear to all the people. I think Josh Allen is amazing. I think he is ultimately talented. I think he's doing things with the football I've never seen done at that position. He's still not great. He's still not the winner that we always try to make him be. We keep making excuses for him like he's LeBron, right? Like before LeBron went to Miami and took his talents to South Beach and made the big three, this is what we always did. Oh, but he's this and he's that. No, when he does it, he does it. Guess what's about to happen?
What?
Guess what's about to happen? We are 1 week away.
Yeah.
1 week from during Josh Allen's tenure, Patrick Mahomes going to a ton of Super Bowls, Joe Burrow going to a Super Bowl, and Lamar Jackson going to a Super Bowl, right? What we never do is come in here, oh my gosh, Lamar wasn't helped by anybody. Poor Lamar. No, it's Lamar got to win. Lamar got to figure out a way. This season, Patrick got to figure out a way. Patrick got to make these guys around him better. They're dropping the ball, but this team shouldn't look like this. Oh, why is Patrick freaking out? Guess what Patrick has done? He righted the ship. Josh Allen had a chance. It's fine to come in here and say that he played great, but he didn't do enough. Because that's the truth. He didn't do enough.
And that's where we disagree, because I do believe, I have told you this.
What's the score?
They lost. But they lost not because Josh didn't do enough. There's one play that we could point to and say, man, Josh, I would have loved for you to have made a different decision. There's so many other, a missed field goal, trying to get two free runners on Patrick Mahomes and get him to the ground, a bomb to a guy who's a one at wide receiver, a bomb to Sherfield, another bomb to Sherfield. Make one of those. Make one of those, and then we got a different conversation. There's no way that we could sit here, watch the same game that we did yesterday, and the takeaway be Josh didn't do enough.
It's not. See, there you go. Don't you do that. Don't you start playing word games, right?
Well, then
try to say, like, Josh not doing enough is me saying it's Josh's fault. I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm saying Josh played well. Josh did his job. We don't make people all-time greats for doing their job. Hell, I did my job. I ain't Troy Polamalu. Because you know what? When it was time to beat the Baltimore Ravens in 2008, Troy got the pick. I blocked. There's a reason that people are looked at differently. I think Josh does a great job. That doesn't mean Josh has been great when his team has needed him to be great.
I have two questions for you, because I love your analogies. I'm going to give you two basketball analogies, okay? The LeBron James analogy, which I appreciate. Is LeBron James one of the greatest players of all time? Is the fact that he dragged a team whose second best player was Booby Gibson to an NBA final a plus or a minus on the all-time ledger?
It's a plus to me.
Second, are Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, are those all-time great players?
Yeah, but they were with Michael
Jordan. They had the misfortune. That's the point. So Patrick Mahomes is going to wind up being the greatest player that ever lived.
Agreed.
He is going to wind up being, it's going to be Brady and him. That's going to be the next generation's Michael and LeBron is going to be Brady and Mahomes. Mahomes is that good. We're going to debate which guy's actually the best of all time. And we're going to sit here and fight over which guy was the next closest to him. So Lamar Jackson's going to stake a claim, and Burrow is going to stake a claim, and Josh Allen, who is 27 years old, is going to stake a claim too.
And you know what, Greeny? You know I watched The Last Dance like I dang directed it, produced it, and cut the freaking film in the
edit room. Yes, you love it.
Right?
Yeah.
I love Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You know what we didn't do?
What?
Come in here and give Patrick Ewing excuses. Know what we did? We talked about Michael Jordan. You know what we didn't do when the Pistons walked off the court early, when they got swept? Talk about Isaiah Thomas. We talked about Michael Jordan. When Charles Barkley was the MVP and they got to the finals and Michael Jordan went for 55, I think it was a game five or six or whatever it was.
Game four.
What did we do?
It was game four.
What did we do? We talked about Michael Jordan. For some reason, we have the need, right? It is in our soul that it's burning. We have to come defend Josh Allen. Why? He played well. Let's talk about the dude that played better. Let's talk about the team that finished. But we can't because we got to go defend Josh Allen. Because we don't need defending.
Listen, Patrick was unbelievable. Patrick Mahomes, the best player in football. In the Kansas City Chiefs, it was their cleanest game. But when you watch a team that had the storyline and narrative around Buffalo this year, and a quarterback that I feel is almost like the Dallas Cowboys, you either love them or you love to hate them. And then you watch that game versus that defense yesterday in that environment and that way, you sit there going, that's not how it should be done.
Right.
In sports, when you play to a certain level, at some point, you get what you deserve. Josh Allen has not gotten what he deserves when it comes to his playoff performances. That's your point. That's the point that we're trying to make is like yesterday when you watch that cat play ball, there's no way you sit there and say he deserves to be home today. 2 years ago when you watch that dude go face to face with Patrick, you sit there and say there's no way that dude deserves to be home, but he's home.
But you
and
know
that's
what,
why
because you know what I say, Patrick Mahomes doesn't deserve to be home more.
Yeah.
That's why he's not.
But no one's debating that.
Like, and
no
Joe Burrow didn't deserve to be home more, and that's why he wasn't.
But
at some point, we have to start talking about the fact that these people keep beating
him. This is why I love you. Straight up, be honest with me. If I said to you yesterday morning, hey, Josh Allen's going to have 250 yards of offense. They're going to have three drives that go 75 yards or more. They're going to have 27 first downs, and they ain't going to turn the ball over. Who you taking?
It depends on what Patrick Mahomes does.
Yeah.
Mahomes you can't, 250 yards against Patrick Mahomes?
Total offense.
It's supposed to make me go, woo! Patrick can't produce that?
RC.
Bro.
RC, I
you
want
act like
everybody at this network say, if Josh doesn't turn the ball over, the Bills will win.
Well, that's because I thought Josh would throw for more than 160 yards.
He did. He threw for 180. He had 250 yards of offense against the top
three defense. Not gonna lie to you. Guys, I get it.
I love you.
What's happening is this, right? I'm not going to be able to go to Niagara Falls one day on vacation.
No, you ain't gonna,
No, you're not.
All
no,
I'm
you're
saying
not.
Is,
you can't have countdown there next
year. You better have a life vest.
I expect. Hey, listen, they ain't going to treat me like Patrick Swayze at that summer camp when he's up there. Bro, all I'm saying is this. I think Josh Allen is amazing.
Josh
Allen hasn't done what it's taken to get his team to the ultimate goal. And at some point, we have to be able to say that. We have to be able to say that this year, as it set up, was the year for him to beat Patrick Mahomes. It wasn't an Arrowhead. This wasn't the best Kansas City Chiefs offense. This was a team that was fit to be had, but he didn't get them.
That's fair.
But the other side of it is, I think this conversation.
Why do y'all love him so much?
No, it's not that.
I love a lot of quarterbacks.
If they kick that field goal, and then and Mahomes brings them down and wins the game at the end, it all feels different. It all feels like Mahomes won the game. No one is debating that Mahomes is the better player. Mahomes is the best player I've ever seen.
Question for you.
What I'm saying is it didn't feel like Mahomes won it in that regard as much as it felt like the Bills lost it because they got what should be a chip shot field goal that ties the game and then we see what happens and instead the game is just over.
So that play is more important than Mecole Hardman fumble. Because if Mecole Hardman doesn't fumble, they're up 10.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's the game.
Right.
Bad things happen.
Right.
Football is just a microcosm of life.
Right.
Right? We've all ended up here because there's been adversities, there's been setbacks, and somehow we persevered through. That's what it's about. In a team sport, sometimes the other guys ain't gonna do what the hell you want them to do.
Let me ask you a quick question. Go ahead. Go.
I think he's just a sport. He's a tragic sports character.
That's it.
That's what he is. Like, I love golf. It's my favorite sport to watch. Phil Mickelson's one of the greatest players ever. He was never good enough because he played in the era of Tiger.
Right.
Like, we're saying Josh isn't getting it done because of Josh not getting it done or Patrick.
He also plays for a franchise that has this history of these horrible losses. They made four straight Super Bowls and lost all of them. They were so close on the Norwood field goal that would have won it. And then this, there is an element of tragedy about a team that has never won the Super Bowl and has been so close.
But I don't remember everybody coming to work and caping for Jim Kelly.
I was like seven.
Well, I mean, and Jim Kelly is in the Hall of Fame. I mean,
and Josh Allen will be in the Hall of Fame too. They just go put him in a different wing from Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady.
If I was a betting man,
race ain't over.
Yeah, that's right. If I was a betting man, I would bet a lot of money.
Is not over.
I think he's going to win one.
Yeah.
Like that is in no way something that I would debate. That I don't believe Josh Allen is a good enough quarterback to win one.
In the quarterback's history. Yeah. This is unbelievable how many great quarterbacks are in the league today.
Well, you just talk about four
names. Crazy.
Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. The oldest of them is Mahomes. He's 28. Right. So the best news is that for all of us who are football fans, we get to see all these games for another decade.
Imagine being a team and you don't have one of those.
Hey, just
why are you looking
away.
At me?
But you know it's great. Just throw
imagine
away
having
Justin
taken
Herbert.
A quarterback second and third in the last 5 years. How about taking one in front of both Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson in the same draft? Why don't you shut up? As we continue in a moment, another tough loss for Josh Allen and Buffalo. Is there one fix that puts them over the hump? I'll give you a hint. Think of Doug Collins and Phil Jackson. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. We'll be right back.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
As we continue live here on ESPN, we are coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17, and I think there were more than a few Heinekens consumed yesterday by one Jason Kelce. Did anyone have a better time than that guy did supporting his brother yesterday?
What's in the black ball right there?
Well, that's not a drinking vessel that I recognize.
It is for Kelce.
It is for Kelce, and it is for Buffalo. And I absolutely love the fact that he's there supporting his brother like any other brother. Like, this is how the brother that works in a plant in Gonzales, Louisiana, would go to the game if his brother played for the Kansas City Chiefs. And they would have an absolute blast. Jason Kelce, enjoy retirement. Yes. You've earned it. We see you in 5 years of Canton.
Taylor Swift wouldn't be sitting with that guy.
Right? No.
Taylor Swift probably not sitting with that guy, but you never know.
I love the fact that he brought so many people up to look at Taylor Swift.
He did. Taylor Swift. He's, yeah, he is it carrying the little girl with the sign is good stuff. All right, coming up next, what do Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Wagyu cows have in common? Ryan Clark will explain his tweets right after this.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Get Up, presented by ESPN Bet. Time for the tweets. It's time for Ryan Clark to explain his tweets.
Get in the gym, bro.
Well, I just got buffalo chicken dip.
Baker.
Bruh. Lord.
Lord.
As everyone laughs at the way I read your tweet. I can't even do it with a straight face. It is performance art on parallel. It is as good as it gets. He's the best follow on Twitter, especially during NFL Sundays, or in this case, Saturdays as well. Here we go. First tweet. Of course you go for it when you got the cheat code. The Ravens aren't barely set, and it didn't matter one bit. Lamar on a boot with a lead blocker is a bad look. Hit him with that South Florida dead leg, too. RC, explain that tweet.
Do you remember, he just did a podcast with Tom Brady, and Tom Brady said, you were on the map when I saw you stop in high school and let the guy go by. He's doing the same thing in the pros. Lamar Jackson gets out here on the field against the best of the best and turns it into freaking Little League. You remember Little League, your dad would coach the team and he'd be like, you're the best athlete on the team. You're going to play quarterback, but you couldn't even freaking throw. That was me. But I gave you everything you wanted on quarterback bootlegs, even though they knew it wasn't going to be a pass. Lamar Jackson is absolutely phenomenal. He's the best athlete on the field amongst the greatest in the world.
I could watch that over and over. Boom, right there. Okay, that's number one. Here we go. A guy was the number one overall pick. Jared Goff been in his bag in the playoffs on a whole other level from where he's ever been in these sorts of moments. Explain that tweet.
Jared Goff was let go or traded for Matthew Stafford because supposedly he didn't have what it took to win the big game. But let's think about what Jared Goff has been these last two games. He's been the best quarterback on the field, even when Matthew Stafford played absolutely out of his mind. He's made every throw that he's supposed to make, and this team has full belief in their quarterback. You don't throw the football on 2nd and 9 with the time running out if you don't believe in the guy that is pulling the trigger. And Jared Goff has been absolutely phenomenal, and he's going to be the best quarterback in Santa Clara this weekend.
Listen to the reaction.
My boy is hot today.
That's again, that's the first pick overall, yep. Jared Goff, against the last pick overall in Brock Purdy. All right, one more. Back to the heavyweight title fight yesterday. Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes being the new Brady versus Manning is our best example of physical evolution. It's like Peyton and Tom being born on Krypton, escaping from an imploding planet, and being rubbed like Wagyu cows from the minute they crash-landed until the scouting combine. RC, explain that tweet.
You know, when we watched Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, it was sort of like this genius Einstein chess match in football pads. When you watch Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, it's a freaking heavyweight fight of the best of the best athletes. We see these dudes do things that go above the X's and O's repeatedly. And we've seen it so much, we've started to get bored with it. We talk about it like it's supposed to happen. Like Josh Allen's supposed to run over linebackers. Like he's supposed to outrun defensive back. Like it's okay if you rush Patrick Mahomes and you have two free rushers, he can step up in the pocket and drop the most touch-worthy dime that's ever been thrown. When I look at these dudes, it's great to marvel at what they can do above the neck, But some of the things that they do physically, I don't feel like we do it justice by the way we speak of it.
Just very quickly, the Wagyu cows, and I know what Wagyu beef is, but do they get rubbed?
That's how you make the cow meat so tender.
Is you
because
just
you just rub it and massage it
so
all day.
So someone's job
How much do you get paid to just
rub the
rub
cow?
Look at the technique. Look at the technique.
It's a heck of a job to have. What do? I rub the cows.
The cow rubber.
So that the meat is more tender. Okay. Let me. I'm dropping my papers over. Okay, hold on a second. Let me go back to what we were going to say a minute ago, because anywhere is better than where I just was. Let's get to something Rex said earlier. Okay, I want to take everybody back. I want to go back because I was there when it happened. In the late 1980s, Michael Jordan was the best player in the world, and his teams were really good, and they kept coming up short. They were knocking on the door of the Detroit Pistons. They were winning games people didn't expect. They still felt ahead of schedule. And do you know what the Chicago Bulls did? They fired Doug Collins as the coach, and they replaced him with Phil Jackson because they felt they had a guy who had gone from point A to point B, and they wanted someone who could take him to point C. They were awarded with 6 NBA championships with Phil Jackson. We had the same conversation with Mike McCarthy a week ago in Dallas. No one is arguing that Doug Collins wasn't an excellent coach. No one is arguing that Mike McCarthy isn't an excellent coach. But sometimes you have to make an unorthodox decision in order to go another step. And Rex, what does that bring us to this morning?
Well, what I said, I go, you know, this sounds crazy. However, could this be the spot where Bill Belichick ends up? And I'm sitting back saying, so Terry Pegula, the owner, look, Sean McDermott's done an outstanding job.
Yep.
No denying it. But if you think he's taken this team as far as he can, does Terry Pegula, the owner of the Bills, say, you know what, I'm going to go get the best of all time and let him have Josh Allen in this team?
My reaction is, wow, no way Bill Belichick would do it. Obviously, you guys think differently. You think, here's my thing. Sean McDermott was awesome this year. I mean, he really was. One, their defense was tremendous. Given all the injuries, he coached his absolute rear end off. Yes. Two, they were 6-6, left for dead. Obviously, the story comes out about some of his comments that were not appropriate. And then they get to a point where they go blow for blow with Kansas City at home. I think any organization is foolish not to entertain Bill Belichick, right? Anyone. Sean McDermott's a tremendous coach. I don't know if Bill Belichick would do it to the Patriots.
Well, no, I promise you Bill Belichick would do it.
Okay, so here's my question for Rex, for you, Dan, for everybody. If you are the owner of the Buffalo Bills, what do you say? If they think like you, you say, we have a quarterback who in years past against the best of the best has done everything he needed to win. What we haven't done is got enough stops. Who's a guy that we know can create stops?
Sure.
It's Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Who's a guy that we know when he has a quarterback that can run the offense in a way that he doesn't have to touch it. He just has to delegate. He just has to put you in the right position.
Right.
Can get you in position to win. Also add a discipline around your organization that takes you above and beyond in the X's and O's and schematics of playing football. I think that if Bill Belichick isn't available, you don't even think about relinquishing Sean McDermott from his duties.
Yeah.
But I think it's the same conversation we were having with Mike McCarthy. It wasn't that Mike McCarthy wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
It was, do we think that Bill Belichick can take him to the next level?
Your points are tremendous. I want to ask you guys a question. Now, you played for an organization that has a fan base that is unbelievable. You were there. What would the fan base think?
Who cares?
That does matter.
I think the fan base would be like...
Buffalo Bills from Bills
Mafia? They would be excited. But look,
they've hated Belichick for 20 years.
It doesn't matter. Now he's
coming back. Love him
they'd sit back and say, hey, man, have these wings. Have this, have this. I'm just telling you, they're so hungry for a championship.
Yeah.
That's what we're missing. Look, Sean McDermott's done an outstanding job. But you're right. They're not going to consider it unless somebody like Bill Belichick would be there.
Would Pittsburgh just open their arms to John Harbaugh?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Pittsburgh.
Dan, we're talking about teams that never win. If Bill Belichick wanted to coach the Jets, I would go pick him up right now. Drive him to Florham Park.
Pittsburgh wouldn't get rid of Mike Tomlin for John Harbaugh, but if they needed a coach and they were looking for the best possible coach, then hell yeah, they would welcome him because it's about winning.
I got you.
If you're the Buffalo Bills, that hate was born out of respect because you couldn't beat him.
Let me ask you a separate question then. And again, my heart is so goes out to the fans in Western New York because I know what this is like when it is so heartbreaking. I don't know how. And look, none of them are watching this morning because none of them can get off the floor. Right, I understand that feeling. I've been there before. Here's the question. We talked about the Bills half of this season like their window was already closed. Then, boom, it somehow reopened, and here they were. Is this a team that is – did their window shut yesterday?
No.
Was that their best shot for this group?
No.
No, no. There will be other openings. Josh Allen is going to have three windows in his career, right? Did the first one shut yesterday? If not, then when? If you said it earlier this morning, Dan. If you're not going to beat Kansas City now, when are you going to beat them? The Chiefs are going to get better, too. There's a lot of teams that are on the come. C.J. Stroud's not going anywhere. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are about to go ahead and win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bills,
until we see the play drop off to a place where they're not a playoff football team or they're barely, I guess they were barely in this year. I just don't think this window is closed with this group. I do think it's going to look differently.
Yeah.
I don't, Stephon Diggs' future there, Gabe Davis's future there, that has to get figured out. But I don't think that this window, this group-wise, is closed.
How much do they play, they put the injuries into their decision about what happened this season?
Oh, huge, right? Yeah. They lost. Milano's the best one of the best linebackers in football. Tredavia is amazing. They lost a bunch of people on defense for a long period of time. I just don't think that this group is done.
All right, as we continue in a moment, we will talk a lot more about what happened last night. Dan's got tapes that you need to see. Superman couldn't get it done in the end. Should he be the one taking the heat this morning? We got two plays that you need to see that decided this game could wind up deciding the championship, and we'll get to those. But first, we get to this. It's everybody's favorite battle. It's Rex one-on-one with him.
Ooh.
Here's today's question. Who was the last player to win MVP on a team that led the NFL in scoring, defense, as Lamar Jackson is probably about to do? That's the question. The answer is next.
Scoring defense.
That's it.
Welcome back to Get Up. We are presented by ESPN Bet. And so here we go. As everyone is kind of going around this, it's worth pointing out it doesn't say quarterback. It doesn't have to have been a quarterback. So Lamar Jackson is going to win MVP this year, and his team led the league in scoring defense. Who's the last player, doesn't have to be a quarterback, to win MVP on a team that led the NFL in scoring defense?
Yeah, I thought I had it until you started saying this a million times.
Yeah.
It almost insinuating it's not a quarterback. I think you're with Himbo on this. And
I'm not with anybody.
I think
you're too
sneaky. Yeah. All right. First off, there's two guys that pop out in mind. I'll go quick here. These are not my answers.
Okay.
All right, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Why? Because me and RC's defense always led it. So it can't be them. They're out. They are out.
Right.
Brett Favre.
Oh, Brett Favre is right.
Oh! They must be pumping it in my ear. They must be pumping it in my ear. I don't know.
Where is it, Rex?
Boom! I own you, Himbo. I flat out own you.
Well, why did someone throw a flag in here?
I have no idea.
He went three in a row.
He did. I mean, when in doubt, guess Brett Favre. I did not think you had that.
I did not think you had that.
All right, well done. All right, switch places, if you will. That's another win for Rex. We're going to do something a little different. No one does these tapes. Better than
nobody.
We call them touchscreens. Better than Dan does.
Nobody.
But today we're all going to do it together with you because these are the two biggest plays maybe of the entire NFL season.
And it's the second down and third down that end Buffalo's last possession. So this is the second down, and this is when you get Steph coming from the right side of the screen in motion. Now a couple things stand out here. Steph's coming on to that shallow cross right now. Now Josh has vision down to the field, downfield of going, okay, can I take a shot and try to create a huge play for my offense? He's got this linebacker that is carrying that safety. That linebacker that's carrying Kincaid, okay? So look at Steph come on the shallow, okay? Josh is doing a great job with his eyes of peeking downfield. Now, everyone is saying, well, just throw the shallow cross to Stephon Diggs. But here's my point. If you throw the shallow cross to Stephon Diggs, that linebacker is outside of him and coming downhill. I do not think that is a situation where you sit there and say, Josh Allen has to throw that ball. I think Josh is peeking to his left to try and go end the game. See how he's peeking, try to his left. He's trying to widen that safety.
So my question is this. My question is this, Dan. Is he reading the outside corner as a palms corner who's looking at two? Because as we're looking at Stephon, we can also go up the field to Kincaid on the out. Right, he has Bolton beat.
Outbreaker.
Right.
Yeah. So here's my.
So what is he reading there? Because it seems that the safety is open to Shakir.
I think he's seeing that safety is standing right there with a little bit of vision, right?
Okay.
And he's realizing, like, if I stare this way hard to Kincaid, I can get that safety to maybe sit for a second. And again, Josh is trying to go end the game. You can criticize and sit here and say, well, throw that shallow cross in. It's not a touchdown. It's
right.
A 4 or 5 yard gain, and we're getting to 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4. But Josh has this to deal with. That right there is a huge part of this play. The left tackle, again, Deion Dawkins has been one of the best left tackles in all of football. But for some reason, him and Chris Jones in that battle, this is a huge part of why this play ends that way is Josh has got Dawkins in his lap. Because if he doesn't, again, look at these bodies chasing Steph. If he doesn't, he is going to have a chance to get that ball to Shakir. So that's the second down.
Can we just run it back to where – a little further, keep going. Right here. Freeze it right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's why. He sees that safety up top, short on the post. He's got the post.
He can throw it.
That's why, because he's looking top down. Right now he sees that they're in that palms coverage, but he sees this guy's short on the post.
Right.
So now, Josh, please, you know it. You see it. Protect yourself so I can step by myself a little time and hit that ball.
What I just noticed for the first time is that Dawkins steps on his foot. That's why he doesn't get the ball where he wants it to go. He steps on his foot.
Absolutely.
That's how it's all
armed. That's what I'm saying. And you got to credit Chris Jones. It's a great rush. This is a great battle. But that's why that game doesn't end on that play. Now, the third down is another really interesting conversation because you sit there and say, well, how come he doesn't throw the check down? There goes Kincaid in motion. Now, this is the play where I sit there. One more decision, Josh. Now, okay, Josh is going to peek to the bottom of his screen, okay? Josh is peeking down here. He's got Sherfield on a go route at the bottom. And I think what he's trying to do is get this safety to drift just a little bit because he really has Steph coming on this post route. And he's saying, hey, if I can move that safety, I open up that spot
on top
a little
of
bit. Now, this is what happens. They play cover two, essentially backside, and this middle linebacker is going to carry vertical. Now, I want everyone to pay attention of Josh's eye. This is where I sit here and say, hey, one more good decision out of Josh because he snaps his eyes back to the middle right now. See, he's got his eyes back to the middle field right now. There's Kincaid.
Go to him right now.
Right? Yeah. Yes. I would love to sit here Monday morning quarterback and say, Josh, throw that short in right now, and it's going to be a bang-bang play between him and Bolton of does he actually get to that essentially 17-yard line for that first down. Now, instead, he does. Again, you sit there and go, drop that ball off. But what happens is by the time he wants to, he's got pressure. And then we got to go.
Hey, what's up?
What are your thoughts?
You
have a microphone. Stephen A., get in here.
He's thinking post.
Stephen A., he's thinking Stephon Diggs on the phone.
Dog.
Absolutely.
Slim, dog. I see you.
Absolutely.
I see you. Get you a microphone. Here we go, right there. Go ahead. We have Josh Allen excuses, by the way.
No. Yeah, I'll let you go with the Josh Allen excuses. I just interrupt. I wanted to interrupt the proceedings. Good seeing you, Coach.
Good seeing you.
What's up, baby? This is important to point out. I never thought I'd see this day.
What is it?
Even with all the NFL action going on in football, we know the Cowboys are done.
Yeah.
Do you see Cowboy fans turning against Cowboy fans? They're turning against each other. They're turning against each other.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't eclipse what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that right now.
Yeah.
But I just wanted America to know it's gotten to the point where Cowboy fans have turned on each other. I'm going to take that as a badge of honor.
So you did that? First day coming up in 2 minutes. Don't miss a second.
How long are lions looking? How those lions look?
Finish this here, Dan, if you can, because he thinks.
We got coach him.
What does he think he's got
there? All right,
there?
So again, I think he's staring to the bottom at the reset here. I think he's thinking game over. Let's try to.
Post.
He's trying to go get that ball to Steph.
Yep.
And this is where I'll be honest with everybody in the public. You would love for Josh to reset and throw that short into Dalton Kincaid. He doesn't. He scrambles. And again, like you go back to that Shakir play, that 3rd and 13 goal line, he throws it at the front pile. No one's open. So there's nothing left to do here, and the ball's a throwaway. So, but that's the decision I said.
Right, so we other than the early play to Sherfield, we get the deep ball to Sherfield, which thrown a little bit inside, tough catch. We get the one that Stephon Diggs drops. Instead of taking maybe Dalton Kincaid or the crosser, he waits for the big play.
Right.
Hadn't done that all game. Instead of taking Dalton Kincaid here, he waits for the big play. At some point, Josh is going to Josh. And I know you got to live with it, but I believe Joshing is why this team didn't get an opportunity.
But RC, I think in all fairness to Josh and whatever, anytime you're in the red zone, you think touchdowns or checkdowns.
Yeah.
So he's looking to hit the big one first. And now, and yes, did he extend the red zone? He did a little.
Yeah.
But he's thinking touchdown to checkdown. And unfortunately, right here, he has the post. But now the protection breaks down.
Yeah.
Initially, on those, the Pops coverage, the guy's short on the post. He just got to get himself a little open. But
I think the reality is this.
Know.
This play,
touchdown,
I don't mind
checkdown.
This decision at all. You credit Chris Jones.
Yeah.
The next play is a play where I sit here and say, they're going to watch that play today, and I promise you Josh Allen's going to say, man, I wish I would have thrown that ball to Dalton. I promise you.
All right, we have so much more to say about it as we go. I'll also remind you, NBA Rivals Week begins this Wednesday. We got KD and the Suns taking on Luka and the Mavs. That's 8:30 Eastern on ABC. Plus, we have the Spurs hosting the Thunder at 9:30. That's on ESPN. Great night of hoops coming your way Wednesday here on ESPN and ABC. Meanwhile, First Take is next. You just saw Stephen A. He's ready to go. Did the Chiefs win last night, or did the Bills blow it? How much is Josh Allen to blame? Molly, Stephen A., Shannon, Orlovsky, RC, all in on the debate. Top of the hour on ESPN. Get Up is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sportsbook of ESPN. Australian Open quarters continue tonight. 9 Eastern, ESPN2, Americans Coco Gauff and Taylor Fritz in action. Every match can also be seen live on ESPN+. Danny, take us home.
All right, so Patrick Mahomes, just a reminder, best player in football. Mm-hmm. Not a traditional dad joke. Love you guys. The Detroit Lions went 0-16. And they got more NFC Championship game appearances this century than the Cowboys.
That's just a fact,
that
Jack.
Is good.
First 10.
That is good.
Fact,
that is good.